All right, take your Bibles, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Yeah, I'll say this. I appreciate the behavior of our kids. Our teens are great. Excited that Allie got saved up there. That's exciting. And some of our girls went out and got those things settled. We're excited about those important decisions, life-changing, not like eternity-changing decisions happened in the last few days. And so you pray for them, encourage them. I will say this, if you want to get a flavor of what happened, you can go online. HBC Barrie is a YouTube channel. You go to Heritage Baptist Church in Barrie, go to their website, and it'll link you to the YouTube channel. They had the evening services were live streamed, and they're also available now. So you can see the preaching was phenomenal. It was good for, it doesn't matter, you don't have to be a teenager to enjoy and need good preaching. We all need good preaching, and this was outstanding. And I appreciate Keith and Avery. They did a great job. You know, it does my heart good to see. Keith wasn't part of our youth group, but I've known Keith since he was a teenager and his family for a long time. And then Avery, of course, was part of our youth group. And to see them take the leadership there, that's a big blessing to me, like to see them step into that role. And I appreciate them, and I appreciate the hard work that they put into the youth conference. All right, so and just to encourage you to watch those messages, encourage our teenagers, invest in them. It's some of these faces that you saw, you don't even know these guys. They're, a lot of them are newer to our youth group, so get to know the teenagers. Stop them while they're putting donuts down their face. Stop out there, talk to them a little bit, and enjoy their company. They're good kids. All right. So we've been doing a series of the rest of the story, taking Bible verses, famous Bible verses, and looking at them in context. And now we're just coming off a youth conference, so I thought I would kind of combine those two. We're going to look at a very popular verse for teenagers, all right? So and we'll look at it here in context. I'm not going to do the whole message. I actually have 5 points. I won't do any of the points. I'm just going to do just the introduction, and I'll give you the message another time. We'll kind of give you an idea of where we're going. 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll look at this very popular verse that used to hang upstairs in our youth room for many years. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12. Right? The Bible says this. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Let no man despise thy youth. And so a great challenge to teenagers, for sure, something that we can look at, but a great challenge to all of us here in 1 Timothy chapter 4. So let me just give you some thoughts about this as we get into it. 1 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Very easy. This is some books are hard to find out. This is pretty easy, right? Timothy is the receiver of the book, and so Paul wrote to his student, his mentee, the person he was showing in his pupil, Timothy. Timothy was pastor at this time. He was already pastoring the church at Ephesus, all right? We know the church of Ephesus is mentioned throughout the Bible, and so Timothy is one of the pastors at the church of Ephesus. He's pastoring the church there when Paul writes this letter to young Timothy. This verse is written to Timothy in his youth, the Bible says. Paul says, don't let anybody, don't allow them to despise the fact that you're young. So the question is, how old is Timothy when Paul is writing? I guarantee you this, he wasn't 15, all right? So I know that he was not a teenage pastor at this time. Here's what we know about how old Timothy was. We don't know exact age, but here's what we can conclude from the Bible. We believe, and it's pretty clear, that Timothy was likely an older teenager or young adult when Paul first met him. So probably from the age of 15 to maybe 22 in that age group when Paul first met him. And then Timothy leaves home at that time to follow Paul, and so we believe he's in that age group. The book of 1 Timothy is written about 15 years after the fact that Timothy started following with Paul. So it's a 15-year span there. And so if you put those numbers together, we kind of get an idea of how old he was. But yet Paul says to Timothy, don't let anybody despise your youth. Don't let them look down on you just because you're young. Don't let that impact their view of you because you're young. In Greek culture, there seemed to be a dividing line between young and old. All right, In our society, we would say they maybe 18 is that age. Like you're not an adult till you turn 18. We kind of put this arbitrary number on, you know, adulthood, 18. And there was an arbitrary number in the Greek culture of that day. And some of you are going to like this number, and some of you aren't going to like this number. So just so you know, the number at that time that in culture was probably around the age of 40. So anybody under the age of 40, you're just young people, all right? If you're over 40, I have nothing for you or me. We have no hope. We are old no matter how you slice it, all right? And so, but if you're in your 30s, hey, that's all right. I'm still a young man. I'm still a young person. And so likely Timothy is in his 30s at some point here when Paul says, don't let anyone despise or look down on you just because you're young. So I want you to understand this. This verse, more than a message to teenagers, is a lesson to all of us that age does not matter. It doesn't matter young or old. We have a responsibility. We have a privilege of serving Jesus Christ. And so age is not a factor in this. And so a 15-year-old can be an example to a 50-year-old, and a 50-year-old can be an example to a 15-year-old. Age is not the issue. Let's just throw it out the window. Don't make teenagers, don't make excuses for yourself. I'm just young. You know, we mess up. We all mess up. You don't have to be young to mess up. Believe me. Just follow me around for a week, you understand. You don't have to be young to mess up. And so that's the idea, I think, in this verse, is more than a message to teenagers or even young adults, is that age does not matter. In fact, this section of 1 Timothy that we're going to study begins back in verse number 6. Let's look back there. And so here, again, Paul writing to Timothy, he says this: if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. I want you to notice that phrase. Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Okay, so interesting. Paul is instructing Timothy on how to be a good minister of Jesus Christ. All right. So when you hear the word minister, you probably think of a pastor. You probably think, we use that term, oh, he's a minister. Who's a minister over there? Like, we kind of use that maybe even in our culture. So there are different words in the Bible that could be used here. And if Paul was trying to tell Timothy how to be a good pastor, there would be a different word that he would have used. If Paul was trying to tell Timothy how to be a better leader in the church, there's a different word that he would have used here. The word that he used here is literally the word that we get our word deacon from. It means somebody who serves. It meant someone who waited on tables or took care of people and just served. And so when he's emphasizing here in this chapter is not how to be a good pastor, though what he's telling him will make him a good pastor. He's telling him how to serve well. And so this is a message not just for teenagers. This is for you are a servant of Jesus Christ, and you ought to want to and desire to serve well. And Paul, the older preacher, is telling a younger pastor how to be a good servant, because to be a good pastor, you got to be a good servant. And sometimes we get that mixed up. We think leadership is all about the authority, and their decisions have to be made. There is authority in leadership. But true leadership in the Bible is about servants and serving other people. And so I hope and pray that you'll see the pastoral staff and the leadership of our church as servants of the church and servants of Jesus Christ, and we can serve well. So all of us can take to heart here what it means, what it says when it says, let no man despise thy youth, but be an example of the believers. He's talking in the context of being a good minister, not a good pastor, not a good bishop, none of those things, just serving well, all right? And so verse 12 gives us the first point. I'll just give you the first point. I'll give you the other four later on. Verse 12 is part of a list of instructions to Timothy of how to serve well. So I'm telling this, I'm giving this to every teenager, every adult, every bus worker, every kids worker, everybody who serves in hospitality, every usher, every person who claims the name of Jesus Christ, here's how to serve well. Number one, serving well means leading by example. Ephesians, 1 Timothy 4:12, right? Words matter, but actions matter more. And so the best way to lead and to serve well is to lead by example or serve by example. Age does not matter. Let no man despise thy youth. It's irrelevant. I don't care if you're 30 or 60. Doesn't matter. Age is irrelevant. And he says, I want you to learn to be an example, to be the illustration of how to live as a servant. And he breaks it down into several categories in your word, in your speech, and how you talk, how we talk to each other, how we talk to each other in a church setting, how you talk to your spouse, in front of your kids, the words we use, the tone we use. Be an example of believers in your word, in your conversation, in your lifestyle, the choices that you make, the direction you go, the priorities that you have. Be an example in word, in conversation. Be an example in charity, how we love one another. Is our church known by its love? I hope it is. I hope even one of the guys mentioned like being part of a community and being welcome into a youth group. I hope and pray that the youth group, a Bible Baptist church, is known by its love. All right, but it ought to be known by a lot of things. I hope you think it's a good time and a fun time and a place where you can be comfortable. But is it known by its love? Is everybody welcome to sit in your row? Is everybody welcome to be part of your group? Are we open? Are we welcoming people with open arms? Our church should be known by its love. Be an example in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, your attitude, the attitude that you carry. Be an example in having a good attitude. Attitude makes all the difference. Some at youth conference, there is certain times where you're, especially on Thursday afternoon, they play outdoor games, and they break all youth groups up into different teams. So you're probably not with people that you know very much. Usually the weather was pretty good this year. But we've been out there in rain, in snow, in sleet. It's kind of like the mail. No matter what, we had games outside on Thursday afternoon. And often the attitude is not good when you get separated from your friends and you have to play games that you're not comfortable with. But the Bible is saying be an example of the, 15, 14, doesn't matter. Workers, teen workers, be an example in spirit, in your attitude toward things in authority, toward things that are outside your comfort zone. Be an example in spirit, in faith, putting your faith in Jesus Christ. I think it was Julia that said that I just didn't understand almost how easy it is just to put my faith in Jesus Christ. It really, it is a simple thing. There is no works involved in your salvation. You cannot come to church enough. You cannot read your Bible enough. You cannot pray enough to get you one step closer to heaven. It's all about trusting in what Jesus has done. And wasn't it neat for those of you in the morning service to hear Julia explain the illustration that Pastor Yeomans used in his morning service, right? And so, I don't know if you know that, Julia, he used that in the morning service. He preached about that this morning, about no man plucking him out. And so, he used that illustration this morning. And so, it is just that simple. We can trust, be an example in faith. And I hope our faith is supposed to, we're supposed to live from faith to faith to faith. Our faith grows, and every step of the way, some of you have been saved for 40, 50 years. Your journey of faith is not over. There's still another step of faith to take. And another step. And so be an example of somebody who lives life by faith and then purity. be an example in purity, in a holiness, in a lifestyle that's clean and pure and right. And I think we miss that in churches today. Sometimes the holiness that God, the Bible calls us to live a holy and pure life. And so be an example in these areas. And so that's just the first thing that Timothy has learned from Paul, is learning from Paul. Hey, you want to be a good servant? You want to be a good minister for Jesus Christ? Live a life that's exemplary. Be an example in word, conversation, in faith, purity, in charity, all these things. Be an example of the believers. And next time we meet together, I'll finish off the other four instructions that we have here in the passage from that will help all of us serve well in whatever we do for Christ to serve well. Be an example. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for our time. Thank you for the testimony of our teenagers, and thank you for the work that you've done in their hearts. For those that were saved, Father, we rejoice. It does our heart good. We know that you're so thrilled and excited. The Bible says there's joy in the presence of the angels of God when one sinner repents, and we've seen many people trust Christ at the youth conference this weekend, and so we know that heaven is rejoicing. We're rejoicing. Lord, I pray that you'll help these young believers now to continue to grow. Help us to be an example of the believers, whether we're a teenager or a senior or anywhere in between. May we live a life that's an example in these areas, and Lord, help us to serve well. In your name we pray.